on the KSRO live line with us as we cover every angle of the CAL FIRE report on the Tubbs Fire. First District Supervisor of Sonoma County, Susan Gorin. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Sounds like it's going to be a beautiful day and a beautiful weekend.
Yes, it is. Let's start there. I think that's a fantastic way to start. And, of course, Supervisor Gorin not only represents so many people in her district and in the county who have been affected by the wildfires, but, of course, has been affected herself by losing her own home. Your first reaction to the report?
I was not surprised. Actually, there had always been a question and a bit of confusion about the origin of the Tubbs Fire, whether it was on private property or around PG&E equipment. And because of the fact that it took them so long to investigate, I knew that it was not going to be easy to determine the cause and responsibility.
Yes, and so they have, and PG&E not at fault, and it did happen, according to CAL FIRE, on a piece of private property. But even in that circumstance, they say no state laws were broken, and so there are no ramifications for that property owner. As you can imagine, I'm sure you've been hearing since yesterday, the reaction of your constituents affected by the fires must be mighty.
The reaction is somewhat muted, actually. It's just one more thing that they have to think about and contemplate as they try to move forward and rebuild. This finding more directly affects the thousands of folks who lost their homes in the fires originating with the Tubbs Fire, but it does not alleviate the need and responsibility for for the rest. There are other 7 fires in Sonoma County that weekend, including Sonoma Valley, where I'm headed down now. So all of those fires were found to be the responsibility of PG&E, as well as fires across the state, or at least Northern California. So what I'm hearing from my constituents, friends, and colleagues is it potentially will make it more difficult to rebuild. We are all underinsured at some level or another, some smaller, some much larger. And I think folks were hoping against hope that some negotiated settlement with PG&E would help them to bridge that insurance gap and move forward in a successful rebuild. So this just complicates the financial picture for so many of my constituents and our residents.
We talked to this morning our state legislators about this and what is possible for them to do. Is there anything that Sonoma County can do to sort of not sidestep, but to step in and be able to assist even more these particular homeowners?
Well, you know, I use myself as an example, and I don't really like to talk about my circumstances because I'm just one of thousands. But we purchased our home about 4 or 5 years ago, thought we were insured, didn't give up our fire insurance because of the proximity of the eucalyptus trees on the state parkland, and indeed that is what took out our home. But our estimate for a rebuild was $1.8 million. So we have an insurance gap coverage of about $1.3 million. And
wow.
So we rejected that design pretty quickly and said, okay, we're going back to the drawing board and design smaller. And so we can do that, but the cost of construction has increased dramatically because of supply and demand.
Yep.
We have a shortage of labor and shortage of materials, and pretty much people can charge whatever they want to charge. So it just makes it more difficult. I talk with many people who have moved forward with rebuilding, and every single one of them say, well, I'm putting my faith that I will be able to afford a rebuild, but I'm not sure how.
In your opinion, Susan, at this early stage, and we know there are a lot of other factors that are still in play here, will this finding by CAL FIRE affect the number of people who will now feel the need to move away?
I think people have been thinking about that seriously over the past year. Would it be healthier for them from a mental health perspective as well as financial perspective to move somewhere else? Many have jobs. Are those jobs transferable? Maybe. Do they have family here? They want to stay here.
Yeah.
They've grown up here. They have families here in school and colleges, and they have jobs. So they're trying to hold on and rebuild the community and the neighborhoods that they lost during the night of the fires. But many folks, especially in their older years, cannot think about the concept of going through rebuilding for 4 or 5 years when their families may be somewhere else. So they have made and perhaps more will make the decision to move closer to their children and grandchildren.
Yeah, and that's under, I think we all get that. That if it's not doable, you know, we don't want fire survivors to struggle even more than they have. That is for sure. Does this finding change anything in terms of how Sonoma County deals with recovery?
Well, I think every fire victim will consistently be analyzing his or her own circumstances. If they are part of the PG&E lawsuits, they'll have to talk with their legal teams about that. The Board of Supervisors will do exactly that. I think we're scheduled to meet in closed session on Tuesday to bring us up to speed and to get advice on how to move forward. We've expended tens of millions of dollars in staff costs, road repair costs, everything imaginable. And so we've turned in a number of those requests for reimbursement from FEMA. We have not been reimbursed for very much. And the latest was a denial by FEMA to help us out with the repair of the roads that were so heavily damaged by the debris trucks.
Yeah.
We're thinking about how to move forward on that particular piece, but we have a lot of unreimbursed expenses. And that was a primary motivation for joining the lawsuits, but also it was the interest of the county and all of our residents that we work carefully with PG&E to deliver electricity to us more safely and in a more renewable fashion. And that's going to be, if we consider undergrounding, that's going to be very, very expensive, but perhaps that's what we PG&E could be doing in those burned out neighborhoods is undergrounding those wires.
Yeah, it's something that's been on our minds for various reasons, some of them aesthetic over the years, but now we're talking
exactly.
About something a little more dramatic. Well, it is, it's a big day. It was long awaited, this report from CAL FIRE, and now I guess we do what we've been doing since October of 2017, and that's alter course and keep moving forward.
That's good advice, and that's what I'm doing.
Okay, very good. Supervisor Gorin, glad you were able to make time to be with us today. We appreciate that.
Thanks so much, and drive safely today.
Absolutely.